Hello and welcome to episode 1382 of The Sleeper and the Bust. It is Friday, February 28th. I am your host, Paul Spohr, and today I've got a special guest on the show, lead prospect writer for Fangraphs, Eric Loggenhagen. Now, longtime listeners of the show might remember 2 years ago when we did this in 2023. We went team by team, we did NL and AL episodes, and we just deep dove everything. And I choose a all-encompassing word like everything because it really wasn't just prospects. I think I even made mention that like we had talked about Cesar Hernandez because he was moderately relevant in a conversation there, probably about Philadelphia at that time. Actually, I don't really remember, and I'm not going to look it up because who cares. But the bottom line is obviously it's a foundationally prospect discussion, but it leads off into other discussions about players who are, you know, post prospect status, but still have something to prove. And as sometimes even veteran guys who are, you know, in the Cesar Hernandez class. I can't remember if we had anybody like that here in this episode, but that is just where our discussions take us, especially if he's going to be bringing up like, hey, this veteran guy is going to be chased down by these prospects or whatever the case may be. It is a little bit different this year, though, because we're actually doing a 6-episode series. Because as we got going, I realized we weren't going to be able to finish the American League in the 2 hours allotted that we had. And after a while, I was like, you know what? Are we just going to make this a AL East situation? And then can he commit to, you know, doing 6 episodes, 1 per division? And of course, he said yes, because we're buddies. He's awesome. He loves talking ball. I love talking ball. So we've got that coming up over the next several weeks here. We are starting with the AL East, deep diving Baltimore, Boston, New York, Toronto, and Tampa Bay. So without further ado, here is Eric and I discussing the AL East. Okay, I'm joined now by Eric Loggenhagen of Fangraphs, our prospect guru. Eric, it's great to talk with you. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Very good, man. It is our time of the year. You know, college baseball kicked off, which is obviously huge for you. Prospect season, fantasy season, it's all happening. I call it the fire hose, but it's good to be back. And I know people missed this last year. It was my fault I didn't schedule it. But 2 years ago when we did this and we just ran through every team and talked about fantasy relevant prospects, bounced around all over and just kind of pulled your string and let you go, it was very, very well received. So we're going to do that again this year. And let's just dive right in. We're going to go divisionally, East, Central, West, AL, NL, and in alphabetical order by team. So let's start with Baltimore. Obviously, they are a premier team right now. They've got guys that have graduated, so they're no longer, you know, we're not going to be talking any